When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Christina
and Carmen,
and this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
It's been forever, so I forgot how to do this. Hi, everyone. My name is Carmen.
And I'm Christina.
And we are the host of Novelas con Cafecito. Today we are talking about episode 32.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 32 of Teresa.
Yes. So, we're finally back.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Unplanned break.
Yeah.
Carmen has a very hard job, people. So
she's had no struggle life. Has been real for me. Mm-hmm. I have not had a weekend off. I've not had a second off.
That's true.
I have lived and breathed work for the past like month, I feel like.
Month, yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's a little better, but you know, not really none.
well, do you have a summary for this episode?
Anyway, I do have a summary. So in this episode, Mariano graduates from his doctor med school thing, and yeah. He throws himself a little party, which Teresa has a huge problem with.
It is not up to her standards.
Yeah. Refugio slaps Teresa.
Yes, and it's well-deserved.
Yeah. And what else? Those are the main things, no?
Yeah, I would say so. And Carmen didn't have time to take notes, which is fine. I have notes. She just watched it, so it's still fresh in your mind, right, Carmen?
Yeah. Also, besides being tired, I'm hungover from 2 glasses of wine. I don't know. Is that a lot? Like, I feel like it's not a lot. I know.
I don't know.
I can't even drink wine in my own home without throwing up and being hungover.
Were you just drinking with Paul?
Yeah, we were just watching movies and drinking wine. Wow. And then, yeah, we, you know, usually drink a bottle like ourselves or whatever. And then after we finished the first bottle, he's like, do you want more wine? And usually, I mean, it's no problem, you know? And I was like, yeah, I'll have more. And then I don't remember how the second movie finished that we watched.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So, yeah, that's why I just watched the episode and why I didn't take notes, because.
Yeah. Let's start off with the scene by scene. It starts out where the last one ended.
Per usual.
With Ruben frantically picking up all these papers and trying to hide the picture. And I feel Mayra saw it.
You know, I really thought she had seen it because she was staring at it.
It looks like she's glaring right at it.
He does quickly cover it up with his foot. So maybe.
Maybe she didn't see it then. She acts like she didn't see it. Spoiler for the rest of this episode.
Anyway. Yeah.
So he's picking them up, and then he's like, oh my God, Genoveva didn't tell the people that were living here to clean up before they left. And then Mayra's like, really? Genoveva knew about this too? And like, well, yeah, that's who helps me set up house stuff, like purchasing stuff, because she's a realtor. So apparently she didn't see the picture. I don't know. I'm disappointed in her.
She didn't see it or she didn't want to see it. One of those.
Yeah, exactly. Then we go to Mariano and his dad in La Vecindad in their home. And he's like, hey, Mariano's dad. I forgot his name. I can't remember.
Ramon.
Oh, Ramon. Don Ramon Jamon. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, what's going on? Because he was fired. Ruben kicked him out. Then Mariano's like, oh, damn. Why did you even go there?
Now I got to tell him. I told you not to go there. I know he didn't. He didn't get a chance to tell him.
But so he tells him it's because he fought defending a nurse, basically. He doesn't say it was Esperanza. And Mariano's dad is like, oh, okay, well, it's done. It's over. You did the right thing by defending her. Then we go back to Ruben and he's at work and his secretary goes in and he just thanks her for going along with the scene that, you know, they made. And then he's like getting too close to her.
Yeah, he's just, he has like zero respect, care for people, women's personal space.
Yeah.
He is all up in her face. And I thought he was going to like try to kiss her or something. that's how close he was.
It almost looks like he tries and she moves her face.
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah. Or not that much. Like, it just, she gets uncomfortable from how close he is to her. And then she like moves.
Backs up. Yeah. It's weird. And so he offers her a nice hefty raise for what he put her through.
It's funny because he's all like, I don't think he's given you a raise in a while. She's like, you haven't.
Yeah. No. You're correct, sir.
That's right.
Then we go to Aida and Mayra and this scene. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. So this is where, I mean, they're basically talking about, well, I guess it's true. I guess the apartment is for Aida. And then Mayra does a big parent no-no.
Aida asks her first, what would you do if my dad was cheating on you?
Yeah.
And that's when Mayra does.
And she's like, I don't know. I would die. I would die without your father. And then Aida's over there comforting her. And it's like, first of all, don't talk to your children about this kind of stuff. Like, it's not.
Don't tell them you're going to kill yourself if your partner's cheating on you.
Yeah. If their dad is cheating on you. Like,
even if it's an adult child. Yeah.
No, even an adult child like Aida, like, it's too much for a child to bear that, to carry that. It's not their. It's not their problem to carry. It's not you know,
their role, not their place. It shouldn't be that way at all. She was out of line, as she is with many things.
No, yeah, because this whole time she's been this way with Aida. This whole time she asked her to find out like where her dad is. She, you know, it's like just not appropriate overall. Yeah.
Then we go to Esperanza and Teresa in La Vecindad. And we see Esperanza, she has all the stuff from Ruben, and Teresa's just like eyeing all of it very greedily and asking her what she's going to do with it. Esperanza's like, I already told the coworker I'm going to give her some of it. Teresa's like, are you serious? And then at some point, Esperanza offers Teresa some of the stuff to sell to help her dad. She's not
going to. You know, she's not going to.
Yeah, so she's not going to use any of the stuff to sell for her dad. She's going to keep the money. And as they're together hanging out, her phone rings and Teresa picks it up. Like, oh, eres tú.
It's Aida. Aida's just telling her off. She's like, I don't like this little stupid joke of yours. And if you lie to me like that again, I'm going to fucking kill your ass. Like, that whoa. Escalated. Zero escalated. Chill. She literally has zero chill. And Teresa's just like, oh.
Okay, and then hangs up on her.
That's
not gonna do it, because then the novella would be over, you know.
Yeah, that'd be funny. I don't think that happens. Like, I was gonna ask, is there a point where she does try to, like, I don't know, get a hitman on her or something?
That'd be so funny. I don't think
so. No, I don't think so.
It's actually Paolo. He's gone so low that now he's a hitman.
That's what I was going to say.
After that, we see Mariano and Magda at his place, and she's dropping off some paperwork for Mariano, and then they're just talking about school, and she's like, oh, you haven't told Teresa?
Mm-hmm. And then Teresa's bitch ass walks in.
Yeah, she's like, haven't told me what?
Yeah, she's like those annoying girls. I think all the girls are after their guys, and then they, after their man, I mean. She is. She is. Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. I think it's like unnecessary for her to act that way still.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so she like gets all over him, and she's like, tell me what. And she's like hella rude to her.
Yeah, she's super rude. And then she's like, whatever, you two can talk about it. And she leaves.
Yeah, I did think it was funny. Sorry. I did think it was funny that Magda is like rude back to her. Like, she doesn't care.
I like that. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Then Mariano tells Teresa about the suspension. And then we leave them. We go to the hospital. Dr. Ledesma, speaking of the suspension, Dr. Yeah. Ledesma's asking Mariano's friend, whose name I don't know.
They said his name too. They said his last name.
Yeah.
Like Dr. whatever. And I was like,
something. Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
And I didn't feel like rewinding to hear it again.
Yeah.
So then he tells him, oh, well, he got in a fight with a guy. And he's like, what? That doesn't sound like him. But again, Mariano's always fighting. No.
It's not his first fight.
Right. It's nice. And it won't be his last.
He knows how to get down.
Yeah. But then Esperanza walks in. She's like, oh, it's all my fault. And Dr. Ledesma knows about Ruben.
Yeah.
He's seen Ruben. So since he understands, like, oh, now it makes sense. That guy's a dick. Then we go back to La Vecindad. To Mariano and Teresa. And he's then telling her about how Ruben fired Don Ramon.
Yeah.
And Teresa's like, oh, are you serious? Whatever.
And then she's like, no, what's anything good going to happen to us?
Yeah. I'm rolling my eyes in case no one can see.
In case no one can see.
Just in case.
Rolled eyes.
Then, yeah. So then she gives Mariano a list of people he should invite to his party. And they argue again because he doesn't want to, like,
network. He wants to celebrate with his friends, their family, and the people that have supported him.
Yeah. And she doesn't, because she doesn't give a fuck about them.
Yeah.
So then we leave them. We go to Ruben at the hospital. I'm like, what the hell is he doing there? And honestly, there was really no point. He's just like, I love you, Esperanza, and I miss you.
Is that when that happens? Does he go back again later?
No.
Oh, okay. I could have sworn that happened later in the novella.
No.
Oh, okay.
And then he's like, I'm going to sell the apartment if you don't get back with me. She's like, why would you care about that?
Okay, I don't care.
Okay, fucking sell it.
Do what you got to do. Like, I don't care.
Yeah. That's all we see. We don't see them again, I think, unless we do. And I didn't write it down. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay. Then we go back to La Vecindad and Teresa's house. And we see Don Armando walk in her room. And
is this when she yells at him?
Yes. So he asks her for money for, like, you know, rent. And she fucking freaks out of nowhere.
She goes from 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah. And yeah, she's like, no, Mariano already spent all our wedding money on you. What more do you want? I have nothing else to give. She has a shit ton of money right now.
Plus the jewelry she just got that she could sell.
Yeah. Yeah, that she's supposed to sell to help him.
Yeah. And then she's like, my money's for my thesis and my graduation. Me, me, me. It's like, oh my God.
Me, me, me.
Yeah. And she's like, if you care about us, you'll find a better job. And it's like, really?
He's so old. How is he going to find a better job?
Yeah.
And, like, I get it. It's not your obligation, but you should help out if they need it. Like,
and especially her, because the reason that he got in so much debt is because she kept asking him for money. So it's not even helping out. It's getting your family out of the financial trouble you caused. So,
yeah, exactly. But she doesn't care because she's horrible. The worst.
Yeah.
And then we leave them. And I doubt Teresa gives him anything.
She doesn't. She just yells at him. And then he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And he like backs away and leaves.
Yeah.
Then we go to Mariano, Aurora, and Pablito and the church. I'm guessing they were just doing Primera Comunión stuff. Why was that so hard?
Primera Comunión? Because you're a pocha.
Just now. I stuttered. You're right.
Yeah.
That is why.
Yeah, they're doing like their like catechism classes or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's what that's called. Yeah, catechism. Dude, those were so fucking boring.
I don't even remember. Like, I feel like I blocked them out of my head because you I remember
did. We did them
going
together.
There. Yeah. I remember it was like at some school.
It was in front of the church. The school was in front of the church.
Oh, okay. That's it. That's all I remember.
They were so boring. I was always falling asleep. And that's why when it came to the time of our primera comunión, I didn't know what to do.
Like, you know, what's like where to walk and what to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, me either.
All of it.
I never really even learned later what to say, you know, when they give you the bread or the.
Supposed to say something. Yeah. When you get the bread and you drink the wine, there's something you have to tell the padre.
And I would try to listen to like other people to see. And sometimes I would just nod.
Sometimes I would just like mumble like.
Yeah, me too. So that they wouldn't. They wouldn't. Yeah. And I'm sure they knew. Yeah. So I was never really invested in the Catholic institution.
Yeah. So they're just chatting, and then Aurora can tell something's going on with him, and he's just like, I'm having a hard time picking where to go with my career. I can either be a rich private doctor and market with all these people, network with all these people.
I was like, what?
Yeah. Or I can, you know, help the people that have been there for me. And she's like, you know what to do. You know what the right thing is.
And she's so supportive.
Yeah, she gives them good advice that Teresa would never do.
Mm-hmm. It's like night and day.
Yeah. Sweet, sweet Aurora.
Angelic.
Yeah.
Literal angel.
Literal angel Aurora. And then we go to Doña Juana and Teresa.
So, yeah, Juana makes her a dress for the graduation party. And they're talking about what this party can mean and what it can lead to. And then Teresa is basically just telling Juana, like, she hopes Mariano does what she asks him to do so that they can move forward and then like start their lives or whatever.
And and she says, this is right before the party, I'm guessing, because she's wearing the dress she wears to the party.
Yeah, she's trying it on right before, because then, they're talking about going and stuff like that.
And then we see Mariano and his dad, and it's just such a beautiful moment.
They have such a good relationship. And it's so nice to see it instead of seeing Teresa with her parents.
Very true. So Don Ramon is just crying. He's so proud of Mariano.
But he's really bad at fake crying, though.
Yeah.
Like, but his voice is kind of there, but there's no tears coming out.
Yeah. It's not fully there. But he tries.
He tried.
Not as bad as Johnny.
No.
But he's just so proud of him. Then we go to Teresa's house. Ugh, this part. And so they're getting ready for the party. Doña Refugio comes out with like this ugly ass dress.
Yeah, this dress is ugly, but it's like, don't be like that.
Yeah. And so Doña Refugio comes out and she's like, oh, too bad Don Armando couldn't be there. And Teresa's like looking at her with such disgust.
She's like, oh, you sure you want to go without dad?
Are you sure that you want to attend this? Just trying to talk her out of not going.
Yeah. And if he was like, of course, it's such an important thing, blah, blah, blah.
And then the Refugio has some flowers that she wants to put, like pin onto her dress.
Yeah.
And then Teresa is rude as fuck.
Yeah. She asked Teresa for help pinning those flowers onto her dress, and then Teresa's like, ew, no, those flowers are fucking ugly. And then Refugio was like, these are the flowers from your first communion. She's like, oh, no wonder they're so hideous, they're so fucking old, they look like fucking shit. And then she's basically like, no, you can't wear that. And then Refugio's like, makes a shocked face. She's like, are you embarrassed of me? And then,
are you ashamed of your own mother?
Yeah. And then Teresa's like, yeah. What did she tell her?
We don't have time for your shit right now.
Oh, yeah. We don't have time for your drama. We're running late. And then she's like, come on, let's go, rushing her.
Go, leave the flowers, though. It's horrible.
And she just gets worse later on.
Yeah, this whole episode, I was like, I fucking hate Teresa. She's the worst.
Yeah.
Name of episode, we hate Teresa.
Don't we have one called Teresa's the Worst already?
I don't know. I have to look.
While we're here, this one will be like, Teresa's even worse than we thought.
Yeah. Then we'll have like more parts because she's going to get worse as the novella continues.
Teresa's like, the worst part two.
The worst part two and three and four. Yeah. And then we go to some random scene that doesn't matter with Juana and Cumberto.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, who is this hoe with their fucking boobs out like this?
I've never seen her.
Just kidding. Yeah. I'm not body shaming anyone or slut shaming anyone. I'm just kidding. I was to this girl. This lady. I mean, the señora. Que anda vestida como una descarada.
Que pase la descarada.
And yeah, it's pointless. They're just being annoying. I mean, like their usual selves.
Mm-hmm. Then we go to Teresa and Refugio arriving. And then Teresa's like, oh my God, Mariano was able to get La Terraza. It's like this big restaurant that looks fancy.
Yeah, like, it doesn't even look fancy. It looks like a regular restaurant.
Yeah. And then fucking next to it, there's a place called La Terraza Pequeña. And then Refugio's like, no, Teresa, I think it's right there. That's the address. That
and Teresa's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And she cannot believe that he has gotten this smaller place, right? And then Teresa walks in and she's so mad because she sees nurses. She sees la vecindad. She doesn't see the people that were on her list.
Yeah.
And la vecindad is just celebrating Mariano. Teresa, like, wants to act out, I think, but then they keep, like, applauding.
Yeah. She, like, is looking for the right time to tell him off, and then they're like, yay for this, and whatever. And everyone's, like, giving speeches, like, interrupting her, basically.
She can't cause a scene sooner than she wanted. But she just walks out at some point, and then Mariano follows. And then so does Doña Refugio. Fucking nosy ass. And so then Teresa's just going off on Mariano, insulting him, calling him mediocre.
She's like, you're never going to be the man that I want you to be. You're mediocre and blah, blah, blah. And oh,
so much.
She's horrible.
Yeah. And so then she's like, how can these poor people and these poor nurses help you? And Mariano's like, stop it. What the fuck?
Basically, yeah.
She's like, why do you even like them so much? They've never helped you. Mariano's like, never helped me? Cubeto paid for my first textbook. Doña Juana made my first
lab coat, whatever.
Lab coat, yeah.
After robe. That just makes you think of like the robes like the wizards wear in Harry Potter.
Yeah, like true millennials, I was also going to bring up Harry Potter unnecessarily.
Fetch me my robes. That's not even from that, or no. It just also made me think of that. It's from nothing, just.
And he's listing things off, and then she's like, oh, you're just going to list off what you've done for me and my family, too? Like, what are you even? You should be.
What does that even mean? He's not like throwing it in her face. It's like, it doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't. She's just stupid. Then, yeah, Teresa's like, how will these doctors even respect you with these guests? And then Mariano's just like, that's how much you don't even know them. Like,
yeah.
Care. And then.
And he's right. He's right.
He is right. Then we go back to another Juana and Cumberto scene that doesn't matter.
Oh, I thought, okay. I'm like waiting for the slap.
We're getting there just okay. Right now, actually. We go back to Teresa, Refugio, and Mariano, and she's still being a fucking piece of shit.
Bitch.
The worst. And she's just continuing to tell them things. And Refugio, I don't know what exactly she tells Refugio that Teresa slaps, or Teresa says something.
I thought you were trying to. Damn it. I thought you. Exactly. I was counting on you.
And then Refugio slaps her. This is what I wrote.
I was counting on you to write it down because I don't know.
Oh, okay. Hold on. So she's telling Doña Refugio, steps in at some point. She's like, how can you be saying all these things? And Teresa's like, going off about how shitty the vecindad is and how shitty they are.
Oh, okay.
And how shitty Refugio is. And that's when Refugio slaps her.
She's oh.
Like, you need to respect me. And I mean, like, I'm not one to be like, respect me. I'm your mother. You will respect me.
Yeah.
However, this is being a complete bitch. So
yeah.
I would to. And again, I don't believe in this.
I am not one to condone slapping children, but she's an adult.
Yeah.
Even then, but yeah, she's just way out of line. And it's been ongoing that she's been this way. And there's been so many times Refugio has just like let things slide.
Mm-hmm.
So I think is also like the pent upness of that, yeah, of all that. And she's just like, bitch.
Bam. Slap. It's great.
And then Teresa's you hit me. She's like,
how dare you hit
me? And it's like, what do you mean? What do you expect?
You can't just say all these horrible things about your vecindad and your mom.
Yeah.
There's consequences to your words, bitch.
Oh my God. And then later, oh my God, I just wanted to slap her again. They should have.
Horrible.
Yeah. By the way, we don't have an episode that's the worst. So we can do this as the first one. And then as
perfect,
it gets worse.
Good. Yeah. So then Teresa's like, you're going to pay for this. And then she gets on the taxi.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
For some strange reason. Remember the llamas?
Yeah.
Carl. It reminds me of when the other llama is like, Carl, you can't just kill people. This is like, Teresa, you can't just threaten your mom.
Yeah. Teresa, you can't just threaten your mom. Then as she leaves, Dr. Ledesma arrives.
Yeah.
And then after that, Juan and Humberto arrive. And they're all asking for Teresa.
Everyone's like, where's Teresa? Where's Teresa? And then they have to come up with some dumb excuse about she had to work or something.
Yeah. Oh, she's at work. Really? On this important day, she's working?
They're like, what?
And then we see Profe and Luisa. And they're eating. They're just talking about stuff.
Her and work.
Yeah, at some point, Profe is leaving. He gets in the car and he sees Teresa and walking in the pouring rain outside of their house.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was funny that. So in that first scene, or one of the scenes where Juana and Humberto are leaving for the party, it starts like the thunder starts outside. But then it cuts to Teresa and Mariano and Refugio arguing outside. And there was like, it's like clear as day. Like no thunder, nothing, and then it's pouring rain.
And it's so, and
finally, so it's pouring rain everywhere, but it's like it's not like continuous. Like,
yeah. So she's like, "I need your help," and he's like, "Okay, okay." And they walk in. Suddenly, she.
Oh my God! Suddenly, she's fainting. She's out of breath. I'm like, "What? What is this? What are you doing?" Like, and oh, yeah. My God.
And Profe carries her up the stairs.
I'm like, seriously? She can't even walk up the fucking stairs.
And back at the party, Mariano's friends are also there and they're like, where's Teresa? Everybody's like,
is Aurora there yet? No, she doesn't get there yet.
No. He's all sad walking around his party and Juana sees basic as Magda being like overly flirty with Mariano and she's like, hey, that doctor's flirting with Mariano. And he was like, well, Teresa fucking left, so.
She's like, she should be here. She should pay more attention to him. And then, you know, she wouldn't be here flirting with him. And then she's like, if she's not careful, she's going to lose him. And then Juana's like, oh my God.
Yeah. And then Juana's like, well, I mean, to be honest, I thought this party was going to be a little more fancy. And then she's like, are you serious?
Mariano, she's like, how dare you?
3 months of rent. With what money? And then Don Ramon just lost his job. And she's like, yeah. Okay. And then that's when Refugio says, I wish Teresa would be more like her friend Aurora. And Doña Juana says, oh, come on.
Like, come on. Like, she'd really come to this. Like, this would impress her. And then Angelica Aurora walks in.
Yes. Yes, she does. Then we see Teresa. Oh, God. Okay, we go back to Teresa, Luisa.
We are just over her at this point.
Yes. And so she fucking tells Luisa that Doña Refugio beat her. She doesn't say hit her.
Yeah.
She says she beat me.
Oh, no wonder she's pretending to not be able to walk and shit. I just realized that.
Yeah.
But it's like, really? She beat you and you don't have any bruises or marks anywhere? Really?
She knew where to hit. That's why. No, it doesn't make sense. But she tells her that she beat her because she won't date Mariano.
And even...
Oh, go on.
No, I was going to say, because we see this after this scene, I think, but when Luisa is telling Profe about it, and then even Profe's like, that doesn't sound like Doña Refugio.
Yeah, it doesn't.
He's like, something must have happened, because this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. But Luisa just outright believes Teresa's lies.
She does that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, even when Teresa told her that Refugio told Teresa that she wishes she had died instead of Rosa. And yeah. She even tells the profe that. And the profe's like, that doesn't sound like her.
Before that takes place, though, we do see Aurora calling Teresa. And she's, like, trying to get her to go back to the party. Mm-hmm. Teresa's like, no. Aurora tells her Mariano looks so sad. And Teresa's like, great.
Such a bitch. And is this when she's also like, even if the president was there, I wouldn't go back to that party.
Yeah. And then Aurora said, but what did he do? And she's like,
yeah,
I don't want to talk about it, because it doesn't make sense why she's this mad.
Because she's fucking crazy. Make sense.
Yeah. Then Teresa's like, the only bad thing is that slimy Magda is still there. And as she says that, Aurora turns to look, and there is Magda all over Mariano.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go back to Luisa telling Profe what we already mentioned.
Oh, okay.
Then we see, I'm wondering, I guess they gave her a ride back to La Vecindad or something.
Yeah, because all of a sudden she was back there and she changed. And I was like, wait, what? Like, yeah. They didn't show it, I guess. They never showed her leaving the house.
Yeah. But then we see her crying to Don Armando. And again, she's lying about what happened. And she's like, my mom hit me because Mariano and I argued. And she said, I disrespected Mariano. She disrespected everyone. Everyone.
In everyone. Vecindad. Yeah. Not just Mariano.
Literally everyone. He called them all trash.
Yeah.
And more horrible things. And of course, he believes her.
Because he's dumb. Even though she literally just yelled at him earlier. And he's still like, dumb.
So dumb. Yeah. I can't stand. Oh my god. She's horrible.
Yeah.
Then Aurora is leaving because she turns and she sees Magda again all over Mariano. She's like, oh, I have to go talk to Teresa. So she's getting up. She leaves. Then her dad is arriving. And then Refugio again just says that if Mariano leaves Teresa, it's her fault.
Mm-hmm. Which is true.
As Mariano and Magda are dancing, Aurora's dad goes to say, oh, hey, I'm here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And, like, why? He gives, like, a weird look.
Oh, a weird look to Juana, right?
Juana. Yeah.
I was about? Like, what is this about? I don't know. My only guess is that maybe he was a doctor that treated her husband or something like that.
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
But it was weird because they made it seem more dramatic, like, as if they had
a thing.
Like, they had been together in the past or something like that.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what is up with that.
Yeah, that was weird, but I will find out more about that.
Your theory makes sense, though.
Yeah.
It does. Then we see Aurora and Teresa. And Teresa tells Aurora that Mariano has let her down in such a horrible way, but won't say what.
And rolls eyes. Like,
yeah.
It's because it does, if she were to explain it, anybody would be like, what is wrong with you? That was so messed up.
Aurora.
Yeah.
Then we leave that scene. We go to Dr. Ledesma and Esperanza walking in the hospital together. They left Mariano's party together. And I stopped watching here because my child slammed the laptop down. And he's like, we're going to the park. He's two, and I just do what he says. I'm not a parent. No, I had told him we were going to the park already, and he had been waiting a while. And I'm surprised he waited as long as he did, to be honest. Oh. But then he walked up, and he closed my laptop. And I was like, okay, I guess we're going.
So they're just talking about her ex, Ruben. Ruben. And then she says that she's so embarrassed or whatever. And Dr. Ledesma is like, don't be embarrassed. We've all made mistakes when it comes to love. And that's basically it. And then they kind of do the lingering thing, you know, where it's obvious they like each other.
Yeah.
So that happens. And then after this, I think it goes straight to Teresa and Refugio.
Oh, okay.
In La Vecindad, in their room or whatever their house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure nothing happens in between, but like if it does, oh well, because I don't remember. they're arguing. Well, Teresa's packing her bags, and Refugio walks into the room and she's like, what is this? Why are you packing your bags? And then she's like, you can't just go to Doña Juana's every time we have a fight. And then Teresa's like, I'm not going there. And then she's like, where are you going, to Aurora's? And she's like, no, I'm going further away. And then Refugio's like, well, where are you going? And she's like, I'm going to go live with El Profe, whatever she calls him.
Okay.
And this is where it ends.
Oh, all right.
I'm pretty sure nothing else happens.
I believe you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. What a sort of a cliffhanger. Yeah. Better ending than that one time where it just suddenly ends, like with Teresa and.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, wait, that was the end?
Yeah, that one was random, but this one ends here. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, I'm like, okay, this. Oh, you know what? Other thing we didn't say when Teresa left the party mad and they had been arguing with Refugio and Mariano had been arguing with her when she leaves and stuff. And they're like, oh my God, like, why is she acting like this? And then Refugio, of course, is always like, me da miedo, whatever. And then Mariano's like, oh, después se le pasa. So I'm like, was he planning on still being with her after this horrible fight?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So for our Spanish challenge friends, he says, oh, she'll get over it.
Yeah.
Well, Mariano says that about Teresa. She'll get over it. And yeah, that leaves me wondering too, is he going to forgive this? Like unnecessary? And she said so many horrible things about La Vecindad. She basically called them all like pieces of shit, poor people.
Yeah.
Good for worth nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
The list goes on. Like,
yeah.
It was so insulting what she said about everyone. And so that would be unforgivable to me. And then leaving him at this important party.
Yeah. It's like time and time again, you know, she shows how selfish she is and how she doesn't support him. And she expects him to be something he's not. Those are things you can't come back from, you know, or things you can't fix. On top of all that, like, I wish he would find out what she says about him to Profe and Luisa.
Yeah.
Like, she's making him out to be this guy who's, like, pestering her.
Obsessed.
Accosting her.
Harassing.
Yeah. And that and making it seem like she doesn't want to be with him. And it's just... is a colmo, and I do think if the fight wasn't gonna lead to a breakup when he finds out that she's moving to the Profes, then that will be the yeah.
And I think that's part of why she's doing it. She's looking for a reason to end it with Mariano,
mm-hmm.
because she needs to pursue someone who's gonna give her what she wants.
Yeah.
Profe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens next episode.
I'm glad we finally recorded it, though.
Oh, and... my God. Me too. Oh, at some point in May, we need to do the Selena series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it to come out and to watch it and share thoughts.
Yes, share thoughts. But, yeah, catch us next week. We're so sorry about the break. Thank you for being so understanding and loving towards Carmen, who...
Yes, thank you.
Who's dying inside.
Mm-hmm. I'm slowly dying inside, decaying.
Yeah. And what else? Don't forget to tell your friends about us if they also love novelas. Give us 5-star reviews if you're enjoying.
Why did I what?
I said enjoying.
Enjoying. If you're enjoying our show.
How does that even happen? What the fuck?
If you're enjoying our podcast. Then rate us. Is that what you're gonna say, or tell your friends yeah. about us? I don't know.
All that, you know, all that. Yeah. All right. We'll catch everyone next week. Thank you.
All bye. Right. Bye. Oh, our saying.
Oh my God. See,
how long that's how long it's it. Been. Okay. Bye, everyone, and remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres. Bye.